Today's Issues continues on AFR with your host, Tim Wildman, president of the American Family Association.
Welcome back to Today's Issues on the American Family Radio Network. We got 24 and a half more minutes to go here. Tim, Ed Wesley, and now Steve Paisley Jordahl.
Good morning, everybody.
Rocking the Paisley.
I am today. Today's my red, white, and blue Paisley.
That's red, white, and blue?
This is navy blue. Isn't it? This is going to be dark.
Looks a lot maroon. Of gray in there, too.
I'm sorry, I don't mean to get blue, technical here. Anyway, it's a Paisley shirt.
No, yeah. I see what you're looking at now. There's blue in there, but you have to look closely. I see what you're looking at now.
Yeah, it's one of those. If you look at a Paisley shirt, you can see.
Maybe I'm colorblind. I didn't know it until now.
There's some blue. There's some.
Are y'all interrupting me on purpose just to make a point?
I'm not saying anything.
Did I interrupt?
No.
Some people say I do.
No, I was just really fixed in trying to figure out what the colors were.
Yeah, sorry for interrupting. I would just say that looking at a Paisley shirt is often like finding animals in the clouds.
Yeah, it's true.
That'd be a good country song right there.
Or those pictures on the wall where they say if you squint a certain way, you'll see an image.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. When you look at a Paisley shirt. For more than 5 seconds.
What are you seeing then?
You start seeing. Tim? I see a I don't know. All right, so.
I'm seeing a pepperoni pizza. I think probably let's move on. It's lunchtime.
Move on.
Ain't going to come sooner because you said it.
So, yeah. Steve, what is your first story you bring onto us?
Oh, man. I got to tell you, the people at Meta and Facebook are. Let's just go here. Okay, so Facebook has an oversight board. Basically, it's a board of managers that makes decisions for the company. And they have declared that the anti-Israel slogan, from the river to the sea, Palestine will be free. It's not hate speech. The Meta's board made the announcement on its official website Wednesday, arguing that certain uses of the slogan can express solidarity with Palestinians without calling for violence or exclusion. If you're calling from Palestine to go from the river to the sea, how are you not calling for exclusion? That is literally doing away with the country of Israel.
That's what the expression means.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's what the expression means. And when I was growing up, we would get in trouble for calling, I'm talking about my sisters and I, mm-hmm. calling each other stupid, okay? And if I said, that's a stupid shirt, and my mom would say, you're not supposed to call her stupid, I'd say, I'm not calling her stupid, I'm calling the shirt stupid, okay? You may be saying, what is Ed talking about, okay? We all try to rationalize what we say and what we mean in order to keep from getting in trouble. And that's what Meta, I don't even want to call them.
Is that
Meta.
Mean Facebook?
That's Facebook.
Yeah.
What a stupid name. Okay. So
Edward.
Yes. So listen,
different.
Everybody knows from the river to the sea is hate speech. It is a call to remove Israel from the face of the earth. So the Palestinians can take that land from them. Okay, and for Meta to say, "Well, there's more than one meaning."
That's exactly what they say.
Is a lie.
Multiple meanings.
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to challenge our conversation from 15 minutes ago. Then.
Okay.
Because this is a flip. Well, this is. Is this a case where we endorse censorship?
I don't think anybody's saying that it can be censored. Okay.
All right, let me reset this for just a moment. Because, we were talking before the break about how in totalitarian states, and we cited Brazil, which is not altogether a totalitarian state, they were banning X.
Right.
And they were using the excuse that it's misinformation and lies on X, therefore we're going to ban it. My question to you is, when you have, and we said, no, we're for free speech, and that Elon Musk is for free speech.
Yeah.
Free speech, even though we disagree with it. That's kind of been the American test of whether you support absolute free speech. So are you saying, Ed, Mr. Free Speech, that you think that Facebook should ban the expression from the river to the sea? as hate speech.
Okay, I am saying, first of all, the government should stay out of it, one way or the other. So Brazil.
Okay, the government should stay out of it.
Now, for Meta / Facebook.
A private company.
A private company.
Write that one down.
They're always saying, we have community standards. So I'm constantly getting people who I'm friends with on Facebook saying, hey, Facebook blocked this. I saw one that was blocked from a friend. All it said was it had a person praying. And it was a meme, so there were words on it. Lord, protect our country from those who'd want to destroy it. And Facebook had blocked it, saying it was a call to violence. Okay? Yeah, makes no sense. Everybody out there who's listening understands what I'm talking about when Facebook says your post violated our community standards. What I'm saying is Meta / Facebook, if you have community standards, then enforce them on both sides. And so if you're going
to
say Christian posts are offensive and can be blocked, then you sure should be blocking from the river to the sea. Now, if they want to go full X, formerly known as Twitter, and say post whatever you want, that's what I think they should be doing.
Okay.
But if they're going to have community standards, it needs to be enforced on both
sides. By the way, for those who don't know, the expression from the river to the sea used by Hamas.
It's in their charter.
What that means is get rid of all the Jews in Israel.
Right.
From the river, the Jordan River, to the sea, the Mediterranean Sea, which is push them all out.
And once you get rid of the Jews from Israel, get rid of Israel.
Is that not what that means?
It is.
Yeah. Is it the Jordan or is it the Euphrates?
Jordan. Euphrates is in Iraq.
I know, but I was saying that's...
Look it up.
That's the biblical.
Why don't you go to Meta and look it up?
While you're looking that up, I'll go further than this, and I hold the opinion that there's a difference between a publisher and a platform or an editor, and social media has been in disguise of being a platform, but now they're editing other people's stuff.
The difference there, Wesley, what you're saying is that as a platform, you give somebody a place to say whatever they want to say.
That's right.
As an editor, you control the content. If you control the content, you're responsible for the damage that said content may or may not do.
Yes.
Which is a big debate going on right now in government about which these platforms are.
Platforms
or publishers.
The problem here is that they're getting benefits of being a platform while editing people's stuff. That's the Section 230 that came up about 2020, 2021, when they were shutting down the COVID information. But that's when the Section 230 came up, and they were being criticized because they're getting ads and making money off of being a platform that you would not otherwise get if you are an editor. You see the dilemma here?
Yeah.
And so this is more complex than just the phrase, the way you framed it as, you know, yes and no. You know, everything or no thing, or all things or no things. Yeah.
And it is the Jordan River.
So
the expression from the river to the sea means what?
It refers to Israel's borders, okay, and the Jordan River to the sea, the Mediterranean Sea, should be given back to the Palestinians. The only way you can do that is to get rid of the nation of Israel and thus the Jews from the land.
Well, I just want to say we just covered Section 230 and answered a trivia question all within about 3 minutes.
Right.
That's impressive.
We're making up some ground from our discussion earlier.
This is like the mind of men, right? The spaghetti?
Yes.
Right. I mean, like there's nothing... There's hardly any connection.
Kind of like a Paisley shirt.
Paisley.
If I may, let me just. This is my thought about this. Is that I'm more concerned with Facebook's reasoning and thinking that they can take what is clearly a call for the dismantling of Israel and say that it doesn't mean that. They're taking the plain meaning of something and they're twisting it around. Now, whether they allow it on their platform or not, I don't think me or anybody reading from the river to the sea, Palestine will be free on a post, is going to caused them to do something that they wouldn't have done already. So publish it, don't publish it. But to me, this is a flaw in thinking. This is a company that whose job is communication, and they are redefining terms to the point where it's making communication meaningless.
Let me ask you this question. Do we know this? Because you mentioned that Meta / Facebook and other companies, YouTube and other, they say they employ the phrase violation of community standards and use that as a catch-all to, I don't know, to cancel you or to give you we had our show put in time out of what I call it for weeks because
that was YouTube
probation. Yeah. But for violating community standards.
Right.
Right.
I can't remember ever them citing these social media companies, citing people specifically for a violation. In other words, you said this, therefore you're banned.
Right.
You know, they usually just leave it vague and they do what they can because they can. They shut you down or whatever. But my question is, can they...
Well, legally, they...
No, I know what I was going to say. Here's my question. I lost my train of thought there for just a moment. Did that ever happen to you?
What were we talking about?
Yes, hey, that's good. What were we talking about again?
Not good when it happens on live radio, though.
Better be careful. You're about to lose it again.
What was I talking about?
I know what
anyway,
I was going to say.
All right, so let me ask you this. Are there people in some place sitting in a cubicle or in their kitchen... And their job for these companies like Facebook to make decisions on whether or not somebody's post violates community standards or not? How is this? Do we even know how this is determined?
What I've been told by IT people is that there's an algorithm set up in a way that triggers certain words, and then that gets sent to them. And so, yes and no.
You.
It is filtered. It is ultimately decided by a human being, yes, but they don't have the time. I think you're trying to make a point, like how do they have enough time for all this? Well, they work with algorithms to say, okay, when this word comes up, January 6th, or whatever the word is, if it comes up, then this person approves these words. This person approves these words or denies or...
They're called moderators. And the community standards are fairly well set out in the bylaws or whatever, deep in the, you know, the computers.
Deep in the bowels.
Deep in the bowels of Facebook.
Facebook.
How they apply it is very...
That's another point I was going to make is it seems to me, I know conservatives have said this for a long time, and I think it's true. The default position of these big social media companies when it comes to shutting people down or putting them in timeout or censoring them or scolding them, whatever you want to say, deplatforming them, as always comes from a secular liberal position.
That's right.
It's
always one side.
Always.
Always.
It never comes from, you don't hear a liberal saying, you know, they banned me.
You never hear Tim Walz or anybody in that camp
The liberals never complain that big social media companies, sent them a message saying you violated community standards. It's always conservatives.
Right.
So that tells me that the people that are hired by these big social media companies are of one mind. In other words, you get hired at Facebook or YouTube or wherever, you've got to be a secular progressive. They probably screen you out.
Except when Elon Musk bought Twitter. That's what turned everyone against.
Yeah, but he bought it.
Yes.
He didn't apply for a job.
I know. What I'm saying is that when he bought Twitter, all of a sudden there was a huge social media platform that was not like you're describing. Wasn't left-wing. Wasn't censoring only conservatives. And that's what irritated the left.
Part of the reason that you get so many liberals, they may do some kind of screening out of conservatives, but they hire from a pool of employees that are in the Bay Area of California. It's a very liberal place to begin with. It's the same problem with Washington, D.C. How come the Defense Department or the DOJ is riddled with these progressive you know, people who are willing to do lawfare and all this kind of stuff is because that's the pool they draw for. This is why Donald Trump, I think, or somebody was talking about putting the FBI offices in Kansas.
Right.
You know, you'd have a whole different pool of people that would apply for the job and, you know, could change the culture of the company.
Good point.
All right.
I'm with you fellers.
In Oregon, you may remember that in 2020, they decriminalized drugs. And I mean all drugs. They heroin, legal. Methamphetamine, legal. Fentanyl, legal. You know, certain amounts. Now, you still weren't able to sell it necessarily on the street, but you could use it to your heart's content. Well, it didn't take long.
Or your heart collapses, one or the other.
Well, that's true. And it did not take long for them to realize that they had made a big mistake, and they are rushing to try to recriminalize these drugs. So they now have a law that says if you're caught with these drugs, you can get – it's a misdemeanor, but you can – you have the option of going to treatment facilities. But here's the thing. I'm reading here from a guy named Helfrich. He's the Helfrich is the State House Republican leader, Jeff Helfrich. He said, you saw overdose deaths, you saw drug usage on the street, crime, homelessness. They all soared after Democrats put the policy in place. And they could have stopped it, but they didn't. So, unfortunately, he says, because we decriminalized it for those few years, we've lost a generation, I believe, of people because of those hard drugs. And you don't get to have those times anymore. People can't go into public and take their kids to a park because they're dealing with death. They're dealing with drug use. They're dealing with all the bad things that are happening. And it's just a horrible policy. That's according to the Republican State House leader, Jeff Helfrich.
Do we have any numbers on how many Oregonians died?
I was looking for that, not on this particular story, and I didn't have time to go grab them either. But.
Well, it's like I've always said, is reality is a brutal teacher.
Yeah.
And if you're not smart enough to know that it's a bad idea to legalize hard drugs, then you learn like this.
Yep.
And listen, all up and down the West Coast with their leniency on homelessness. And listen, I'm for helping to treat some of these people if they're homeless because they're mentally ill or whatever.
Well, the church already does that really well.
Yeah, but I mean, if you're gonna let that go wide open, then you're gonna have homeless people using the sidewalks for things that you should have a bathroom for, and businesses are gonna go out of business because nobody wants to walk down the street to come to your business because there are used needles and drug addicts and homeless people there. Who are going to accost your customer base. So if you can't figure it out in your head logically, you're going to learn this way.
Yeah, and children are more likely to interact with this type of stuff at a much younger age when it's legal too.
Oh, yeah.
So the children and the teenagers are obviously not considered at all when this type of stuff is legalized.
Let me ask you this question. What would be the, if there is any logic, what would be the reasoning that people who are pro that are against criminalizing any kind of drugs, what would they say? What would they say? How does that benefit society?
Can I take a stab at that?
Go ahead, sure.
There's a worldview issue here, and the left seems to think that people are basically good, and that if you give them the right amount of support, the right amount of free stuff or whatever, that they will make good decisions and they will live freely. The conservative view, and it certainly is a biblical view, is that man is inherently wicked. We need a savior. And we will make bad decisions if left on our own without any kind of moral framework or fences. And you're taking the fences off, and man is being man. Human nature is exerting itself. It never ends up like the liberals want, with utopia, with things getting better because people are making good decisions, because now their problems around them have lessened.
And also, I would add to that, that's a good answer, Steve. I would also add to that that one of the most frequently used arguments is that these people are going to take these hard drugs anyway. And so you want to make sure they have clean needles, plenty of needles, so they don't have to share needles and thus spread HIV. You want to make sure they're getting good.
Rolling my eyes at that, because that's true. People actually.
Oh yeah, they believe they're going to take the drugs anyway, so we might as well make sure they're safe while doing it. This was the whole argument for legalizing heroin, is we want to make sure they get good quality heroin, so they don't take stuff that's mixed, that's cut with.
Well,
other
let me ask you this: would those same people also say that if you give drugs to addicts, that they won't be tempted to break into somebody's house and steal things in order to buy drugs?
Yes, that's also one of the arguments that's used in favor of legalizing drugs. Also, though, in some states where they're pushing for legalization of marijuana, they're saying also you have to go to a state-sanctioned place to get your pot, and therefore we can get taxes on it, and there won't be a black market for it. And
it never works out that way.
If you the age-old argument is, if you decriminalize something, then you won't, then you take away the criminal aspect.
Yes,
of it,
and you don't have to spend police resources on the war on drugs, because it's no longer a crime.
It's cutting off your nose to spite your face, because you might have fewer, in some
cases, burning up your nose.
Yeah. And Oregon learned in 4 years.
So the bottom line of the story is, you have a very liberal state, Oregon, who experimented with letting hard drugs be legal and openly used, and it's been a miserable failure. It's causing their quality of life to deteriorate, especially in Portland. And the businesses are, for the reasons Ed mentioned, we see homelessness on the street, drug addicts, all those things are bad for, they figured out are bad for our community.
And it's killing young people.
Yeah.
A whole, in this person's opinion, a whole generation devastated by legalized drugs.
We got a minute left.
All right. Do you know that 1 in 10 moms regret the names they gave for their children?
One in 10.
I think
it'd be higher than that.
No. In your case, they're regretting the child, not the name. They're fine with Wesley.
I got you.
They surveyed a baby name survey. They surveyed 478 parents and found 9% regret the names they gave their children. 6% of those parents surveyed went on to legally change their baby's first or last name. 10% of those surveyed shared their sentiments, saying the child's name just didn't suit their personality. Have you seen some of the names that they're naming kids these days, though?
Be careful, Steve.
Yeah, that's right, Steve. Because your paisley shirt's not going to save you. What are you talking about, Steve?
They have in here, Kylie Jenner, for example, named her kid Wolf.
I actually think that's a cool name, but I wouldn't name my kid that.
Well,
I'm glad
you'd
Kylie Jenner
it, wouldn't.
Yeah,
you?
Named
first, middle, or last name with the Wolf. First name.
First.
I got you. Okay.
All right.
He stopped. He's reading. He's like, I don't know about that one. I better not say that one.
All right. Thank you, Steve.
My pleasure.
Known as Moonbeam.
Moonbeam.
Steve Moonbeam.
That was Paisley.
The governor out of my state at one point.
That was Jerry Brown, wasn't
it? Jerry Brown. Moonbeam.
All right. Thanks to Steve, Ed, Wesley, and Fred.
And Riley.
Riley and our producer, Brent Creeley. Have a great day. We'll see you back here tomorrow. Bye.